This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What's up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. In this hour, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure it's undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their chain locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering the Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. And a big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash, Dash.org. This is a special episode of Dumb Bleep of the Year. This is one of our recap episodes for the voting for Dumb Bleep of the Year. So we're going to be covering each month, and then the winners of each month will go into a quarterly semifinal, and then we'll bring that into the final four. And of course, the live group, the Fed Haters Club, will be voting on what's going to win Dumb Bleep of the Year. The winner will get a trophy that says that they won Dumb Bleep of the Year, and the person who submitted that specific Dumb Bleep in the live group, or it could be on Twitter, or it could just be me, we'll get a trophy to put on their mantle at home. So let's get in to Dumb Bleep of the Year. Dumb Bleep number two is a group called It's the Guns. Mm. So we have the shooting we've been talking about all week here in Nashville, right here close to home. Number two is going to be people blaming the guns. We'll have some videos. We'll have some tweets. Let's show what we got. Here's the first one posted, saying from Sawyer Hackett, I don't know who that is. Here's Tennessee Governor Bill Lee 3 years ago next week announcing permitless open carry of firearms. And then they post some misinformation, just incorrect information, probably right after it happened. At least 5 children and 3 adults were shot in his state today. Somehow, I don't even have to play the video, but it's just him announcing that they're going to have permitless open carry. In what way is this tied to this shooting? Can someone tell me?
Yeah, I mean, it's his fault.
It is, because if the shooter would not have been able to open carry those weapons from her car to the doors that she shot through, this never would have happened.
No, she would have never tried it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of reaching for stupid things to say is why this makes it into Dumb Bleep. Mm-hmm. Next thing, we're going to play a few clips from The View.
Oh, yes.
First thing, Whoopsie Goldberg is wearing a shirt that says Thoughts and Prayers, and it's crossed out, and at the bottom it says Policy and Change. So no thoughts and prayers, not a thing. Policy and Change. We are the Almighty. We can fix all of these things. So that goes to part of it. Let's play a few clips.
I would be willing to say, why don't we put in place trainings, background checks, mental health screenings to be able to have one?
Why are we compromised? Well, why are we? And you know what? I'm tired of. I don't mean to be rude to cut you off. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of trying to find a way to justify you being able to keep 75 guns in your house. I am tired of trying to figure out a way to say, listen, we have rules and regulations. The Constitution is very clear. Scalia changed the meaning of what the Constitution says.
Well, and
Scalia changed it.
Okay, there's one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Scalia changed it?
He wrote it in. When a judge does something you don't like, that means that judge changed the meaning of what the Constitution says, because you know exactly what the Constitution says and means based on your stupid emotions.
That's so
that
weird.
You have.
Yeah.
Here's Joy Behar.
Also, I love when she's like, I don't mean to be rude and interrupt.
but I'm going to be rude and interrupt.
But I'm going to go ahead and do it. Yeah.
She said with all due respect.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, thank you, Joe Biden, for trying to put the ban on those assault weapons, which I should also point out that after a mass shooting in Australia in 1996, they enacted a mandatory gun buyback and collected 700,000 privately owned guns.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, there has been just one mass shooting, which was 4 people, and gun homicides have decreased by 60%. It can be done. It can be done. I wish they would stop jumping around and dancing around everything, but the guns.
It's the guns.
It is the guns. The thing that I found really annoying about this, and I still have to get some more data from Australia, but here's an important thing to note. Before, earlier in this clip, or not in this clip, but in the previous clip, they used the 130 mass shootings statistic. I think 132 is the number that we saw the other day. And then they talk about Australia and how they've only had one mass shooting. Now, oddly enough, the one mass shooting in Australia is that number comes from them counting mass shootings as 4 more people killed indiscriminately in a public setting by someone that they didn't know, not domestic dispute, not criminal activity, not gang violence. It's the violence project number.
The true stat, I would say.
The stat. And so that is true that of those, Australia has had one of them. But earlier they said the U.S. had 132 using a completely different metric for measuring mass shootings. And if you use the same Australia metric, well, then they would have said 3. Now, that's for this year. They would have said 3 for the United States instead of 132. They're literally using different metrics between the two. I also read some interesting articles from Newsweek and a bunch of other places saying Australia actually has more guns now than they used to. They're just legal guns. They did the forced buyback. But if you look at the gun imports in Australia, it's actually way more than it was before that. And they still have mass shootings. It's just a lot of the criminal activity and stuff, which is what's included in the U.S.'s 132 number.
He said a lot of folks are against gun regulations because they won't work. I'm against them because they will. Look at Australia. Their gun laws worked. They took away the guns, and then they were able, during COVID, to lock you in your homes or take you to prison, essentially, if you didn't comply with government law. That was wrong, by the way.
Yeah.
Government regulation that ended up being wrong. Look what happens throughout history when they do actually take the guns away. It's like, okay, maybe we saved, let's say, 1,000 kids. Which, 1,000 kids. I don't want any kids to be murdered or harmed in any way.
Mm-hmm.
I have a kid of my own. But then, how many millions of people died after that?
Yeah.
You know?
Just like deciding you're going to stop people from dying from COVID, but not pay attention to all of the other societal factors that could end up leading to people dying when you do that, like unemployment and deaths of despair, things like that.
Yeah.
One more clip here from The View, and then I promise.
Not to mention that, yeah, Australia has the population of New York City.
It's 30 million, I think, in Australia. Yeah. So more like California is the number. All right.
There are certain guns you have. I don't have a tank.
Right.
I can't go and buy a tank.
Right.
I can't buy a flamethrower.
Can you buy that?
I can't buy any of those. None of the AR-15s have no use in normal daily life.
None.
None. And again, give up all your guns. I don't know why you have to have 50-11 of them, but maybe you do. But I want to know that you've got them, because I want to be sure that I'm aware of what's going on in my periphery. And if you're not willing to do that, then we all have a problem. Telling people to put our arms...
Okay. That's enough. A few things there. The tank. You can't get tanks, right?
I mean, yeah.
Is that... Okay. Flamethrower. You can buy... Flamethrowers, I don't know who needs to know this. Apparently, Joe Biden needs to know this also, because he just said this yesterday, the day before, whenever it was, that you couldn't buy a flamethrower. Those are illegal, I believe, in California. And I'm going to name another state. I think maybe it's Maryland.
You can definitely buy not a flamethrower.
You can buy those. You can also buy flamethrowers. I've even seen fact checks. In fact, I posted them out. I just posted one on Twitter earlier. That was incorrect. You can buy those things. You can get machine guns, whatever people want to... All guns are machines, if you ask me, but I guess they mean automatic weapons. So, of course, you have to go through approval for that kind of thing. And then she says, if you're going to have that many guns, like, I want to know that you have those. You know who else wants to know? The government that wants to take away all of your rights. They want to know exactly who has all of those guns as well.
Yeah.
And, in fact, they already do, because you still got to go through background checks for all of these things in the first place. Okay? I know that there's not a national gun registry, I guess, or anything, but...
like they don't have the data.
There's no data, apparently,
yeah,
on this thing. Okay, so those are the view. We're still inside of a dumb bleep number two, Charlie, called It's the Guns. Here's one from whoever the heck this person is. Ukraine flag, American flag, rainbow flag.
He tweets, I hope it was Republicans that lost their lives. One good thing about gun violence is occasionally wipes out a full Republican families in one fell swoop. I would like to thank congressional Republicans and the NRA. Yeah.
That's great.
Deserved it.
That's great. Okay, that rounds out number two, It's the Guns. This is Joseph R. Biden, the president, talking to Cal Penn, who is most famous for being in the Harold and Kumar movies. And the president tells a story about his epiphany on when he knew that he was in favor of gay marriage.
I'm curious what your evolution was like on marriage equality and what the federal government might be able to do to protect LGBTQ Americans, especially trans kids who are dealing with all these regressive state laws that are popping up right now.
I can remember exactly where my epiphany was.
Okay.
Hadn't thought much about it, to tell you the truth. And I was a senior in high school, and my dad was dropping me off. I remember about to get out of the car, and I looked to my right, and two well-dressed men in suits kissed each other. I mean, they gave each other a kiss. And I'll never forget, I turned and looked to my dad. He said, Joey, it's simple. They love each other. It's simple. No, I'm not joking. It's simple. They love each other. And it's never been... It's never been...
He's having a lot of trouble coming up with ways to corroborate
with
a lot.
With the rest of the story.
Yeah. It's like, God, what did we talk about before this interview?
Now, when Cal Penn asked him, you know, I want to know about your evolution on gay marriage, I think what he meant was, you know, when you were the vice president, you were still against gay marriage. Can you talk to me about how this happened? And he's like, oh, it was in 1961. That was when I knew that this was okay. And Cal Penn's like, what? Yeah. That's his what face? Surely that had to be going through his head. Cal Penn...
Because Obama was against gay marriage in 2008.
Cal Penn was there. He left the TV show House to work in the Obama administration, which was officially against gay marriage. And Biden's sitting here telling him, who was there, that he had always been in favor of it.
Just, you know, it's simple.
You can just...
It's simple.
It's crazy how you can revise history...
Try to avoid nuance, Senator. Do you support gay marriage?
No. Barack Obama nor I support redefining from a civil side what constitutes marriage. We do not support that. That is basically a decision to be able to be left to the faith and people who practice their faith, the determination what you call it. The bottom line, though, is...
I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law. The Defense of Marriage Act. We've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Awkward, right?
You would think.
I wanted to double check, though, the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, which, just to make sure, Biden did, in fact, vote for that as well. But anyway, it was when he was in high school and he saw these two well-dressed men kissing.
That's simple.
So now you have to believe that Biden was in favor of gay marriage, knew that it was right, knew that it was two people who loved each other, and voted against it or in favor of outlawing it or whatever his whole political career so he could stay in power.
And so therefore, he's a person who, even though he knew it was wrong, he did whatever he needed to do to stay in power.
The truth of the answer is, I became in favor when the polls shifted.
Mm-hmm.
2012.
The willingness to just... The problem is he'll outright lie about this. And all the politicians, a lot of politicians do this. He'll outright lie to someone, first off, who was in the Obama administration. He's talking to a person.
It's like a communications director or something
like that.
Right?
I can't remember exactly what it was. I don't think he was there for long. He'll outright lie to that person and on TV, and they'll have a real conversation about a fake situation that didn't happen. And everyone is going to act like it's the truth, even though everyone knows it isn't the truth. This is one of my favorites. Reparations, going to be number five. But more specifically, here is the Debt Collective replying. The Debt Collective is this group on Twitter that just talks about how you shouldn't have to pay debt. Essentially, all the debt is bad. We should cancel all of it. You shouldn't need to pay anything. And so Tim asked the question. You constantly post about forgiving debt. What are some things you feel people should have to pay their debts on? Okay. Let's entertain that question. What you always think people should have their stuff canceled. What's something you think people should have to pay for? And they respond with reparations. They messed up. I'm sure this is just an oversight on their part. The Debt Collective, what should people have to pay their debt on? I know this is tough, but you should pick something that is a debt that people chose to go into if you're going to say that they should pay a debt. You don't just choose something that no one has ever agreed to or has any responsibility for at all. All right? But that's what they did. It's not any of your medical debt. I get that probably wasn't by choice. We can't help that things happen sometimes. It's not your, not even your car payment. You know, you can't help that you chose that car. You could have chosen a cheaper one. You know that. But you wanted that one. Let's be honest. And so it's more money and it's tougher to pay for. Your college, of course. You had to get that, whatever the worthless degree was. It might even be a good degree, but you went too soon and you got a degree that you don't really care about anymore because you don't want to do that. That's why my degree is worthless. I could go to a semester of college, probably might need a couple. That's also called like a year of college. And I could go and I could be a teacher if I wanted to be. All right. Now, did I go get a worthless degree? No. You get hired as a teacher pretty easily. It's worthless to me because I don't want to be a teacher anymore because I hadn't fully decided what I wanted to do before I went to college, which is why I just left and I never went back. Therefore, I got a worthless college loan, a bunch of them. All right. Still paying on them right now. It's not that. That's not what you should have to pay for. It should be reparations, something that you have nothing to do with because you never held any slaves. And money that you should pay to people who were never slaves. And who responds to this tweet? None other than Nina Turner with not one or two, but or three or four or five or even six, but seven fire emojis on Twitter. That is how on fire this idea was, that there is nothing in this life that you should have to pay for that you received. Other than paying reparations to black people. That is the only thing that you owe as a human being, is money to her. That's it. You think we're done with reparations right now? No, because Nina Turner still existed another day this week. And so therefore we can still talk about her. And that's great. Many of you saw this one. Black folks are not demanding reparations from white folks. I read that, I was like, whew, okay, good. Means I don't have to pay any BS reparations, right? The demand is for the United States government, whose economy was built on the labor of enslaved people, whose laws allow black codes, Jim Crow, and redlining to repay that debt. Okay. So it's not black people demanding reparations from white people. It's just from the United States government. Were there terrible things? Of course. Slavery, mm-hmm. Yeah. Black codes, Jim Crow, of course. Really bad things. But where does the United States government get its money, Nina? And wouldn't you know it, she answered the question. Most of the time she doesn't answer this question. But the problem is, here's the deal. You're going to get the reparations from the government. Okay, well, the government's got to get its money from somewhere. It's either going to tax everyone, or it's going to borrow, or it's going to print. Those are the ways it's going to get money. This person says, who do you think funds the government, Nina? And she responds with, the government itself issues currency. So who funds the government? It's just going to issue the currency. Now, let's think about this for a minute. Why do we pay taxes in the first place? This is people's fallback. This is your MMT argument. Like, oh yeah, I know that we can't possibly pay for this. I know we can't. We're just going to print the money for it. All right, so why are we still taxing people? You know, let's just stop. Let's just print all the money, right? Let's just deal with it that way. That's a great idea. I love it. So the government itself issues currency. You know what happens when the government issues currency and gives it directly out to people, especially when it gives it back directly to people in the form of payments that they can then immediately use? Inflation. Inflation happens to people. And wouldn't you know it, who is it that gets most affected by inflation? But poor people first. Those are the people who get affected first. I'm not saying that means that black people get affected first. But statistically, but of course, they'll have the money to pay for the extra inflation. So that's fine, except for when that money runs out. And then everyone else will have to not get. Listen, this is a recipe for absolutely destroying what is left of our country. If you have reparation printed money, you literally print funny money for black people to use at grocery stores. And then it leads to increased prices for everyone, but only one group of people gets the extra money to use on things. It's done at that time. I'm going to start buying MREs to put in the basement that I don't have. Okay? I'll build a basement, and I'll buy some MREs. I'm going to put them down there at that time. I kind of agree. Could we just do it and get it over with? I'm sick. You know, let's just get past that part so I can focus on how we rebuild afterwards. Right? Just became a collapsitarian right there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Holiday travelers are headed home and they're running into some issues at airports across the country. FlightAware reporting on Tuesday around 4,200 delays and just over 100 cancellations. A new study is recommending strategies to address the risk factors associated with preventing young onset dementia, which can manifest as early as age 30. A 2021 study estimated that nearly 4 million people across the world aged 30 to 64 are affected by this condition. Critical risk factors include social isolation, low levels of vitamin D, and experiencing hearing loss. Top aides for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are in Washington, D.C. to meet with top Biden administration officials regarding the Israel-Hamas war. Tim Berg, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is a special episode of Dumb Bleep of the Year. This is one of our recap episodes for the voting for Dumb Bleep of the Year. So we're going to be covering each month, and then the winners of each month will go into a quarterly semifinal, and then we'll bring that into the final four. And, of course, the live group, the Fed Haters Club, will be voting on what's going to win Dumb Bleep of the Year. The winner will get a trophy that says that they won Dumb Bleep of the Year, and the person who submitted that specific Dumb Bleep in the live group, or it could be on Twitter, or it could just be me, will get a trophy to put on their mantle at home. So let's get in to Dumb Bleep of the Year. So number two is going to be the great backtracking. Right now, we've got three different individuals, so we'll have to roll through them pretty quickly.
Science?
We've got Fauci, Randy Weingarten, and Justin Trudeau all working on backtracking lately and
like
saying...
Silently?
They're out there saying, I didn't do that. Like, Trudeau's like, I never forced anyone to get vaccinated. And Weingarten's like, I didn't want the schools to be closed. And Fauci's like, well, I didn't... You know, show me one school that I shut down. You know, I didn't do it. I didn't do anything about that. I have nothing to do about it. I saw a new Babylon Bee article saying that it said something about Dr. Fauci says that he wasn't responsible for shutting down any schools, and also he's never heard of COVID. It's pretty good article headline.
Define COVID.
So Fauci in this New York Times piece. A couple things. Now, I know the big thing that people have been talking about is what he said about masking. He said that at a population level, masking doesn't work. It, like, reduces transmission by about 10%, which is essentially nothing when you're talking about a virus like this. But he did say, the reason I don't think it's the bombshell quote everyone thinks it is because he does say that on the individual level, the masking does help and it does protect you, but the population just is not going to get it right. It doesn't do anything.
And that's mainly because they don't wear masks, right?
Yes.
They pull them down to talk.
They're just not going to.
Yeah.
So one of these quotes here, when we're talking about the
economy. Now, if everyone remembers right, I know this was such a long time ago, but do you remember how you were choosing profits over people? You remember that back when you wanted to keep the economy open, stuff like that? So we're talking about the economy here. Fauci says certainly there could have been a better understanding of why people were emphasizing the economy. But when people say Fauci shut down the economy, it wasn't Fauci. Oh, God, the third person stuff. Jeez. The CDC was the organization that made those recommendations. I happen to be perceived as the personification of the recommendations. I don't know. Maybe it's because your full-time job was out there propagandizing the people, you know, on behalf of the government.
Also, like, wasn't it your emails going back and forth with other folks at the FDA, like, and CDC?
To pretend that he had nothing to do with this.
Right.
Now he can. He's got the ability to deny this because he actually was not in a position of power to make those decisions and make those decrees. But to pretend like he wasn't out there saying that this is what we needed to do, and that people weren't, like, he didn't know that people were listening to him, and that he was directing public opinion, and that the public opinion is important because the government slightly cares what the public thinks, and that he was out there doing the work of all of these people in order to get the people behind actually locking down all of these places. He knows that that's what he was doing.
So he's gaslighting about his influence.
Yes.
Yeah.
I happen to be perceived as the personification of the recommendations. But show
that's because you are
because you were literally out. Yes. But show me a school that I shut down and show me a factory that I shut down. Never. I never did. I gave a public health recommendation that echoed the CDC's recommendation and people made a decision based on that. But I never criticized the people who had to make the decisions one way or the other.
This lack of accountability is so infuriating. It's so infuriating.
Let me see. I certainly think things could have been done differently and better on both sides. I mean, anybody who thinks that what we or anybody else said was perfect is not looking at reality. Nothing was done perfectly. But what I can say is that, at least to my perception, the
My truth is
the emphasis strictly on the science and public health. That is what public health people should do. Or that is what public health people should do. I'm not an economist. The CDC and prevention, the CDC is not an economic organization. So, what infuriates me about this one is back in that time of you're putting profits over people, we were listening to what people like Fauci or people from the CDC were saying. It was mainly Fauci. And they would come out here and say, this is what we need to do. We need to shut this stuff down. And anytime you would make an economic argument, then people would say, oh, you don't care about the science. You don't care about what Fauci's out there saying. You put profits over people. You want people to die. And now Fauci himself,
even if you questioned it, by the way, if you just brought a question that said, hey, there's more than one way people die, and maybe we should take a bunch of different opinions into consideration before we just make emotional decisions.
Yeah.
That was wrong. You couldn't even question it.
And so now we've got the American Federation of Teachers president. This is all still number two. We have nine officially today. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten, and we will play a video from her. If you will remember properly, in fact, well, we'll play a few videos because she is gaslighting the mother F out of everyone right now. Here we go.
I'm sorry, Congressman Raskin. We spent every day from February on trying to get schools open. We knew that remote education was not a substitute for opening schools, but we also knew that people had to be safe. And maybe it's because I live in New York City. I live near a hospital. Every other minute there was an ambulance. There was terror. Our members were terrified. Others were terrified. And what we were simply looking for was clear scientific guidance. And when we couldn't get it, we did it ourselves. And we worked with doctors and we worked with others. And we just tried to get it out there.
Okay, I'm sorry. I made an emotional decision, and now I can't take accountability for it.
Yeah, so the crazy part about this, let me make sure I go to the right thing. Yeah, she is actually able to annoyingly back this up And let me show you how this worked. I'll play what she put out, which she then locked responses to, by the way. And even there's a, let me see if I can find it. There's a community notes on here. She posts out here saying, Republicans on the House COVID subcommittee want you to think I wanted to keep schools closed. Here's what I actually said over and over again. And there's going to be a bunch of clips of her saying that we needed to open schools. Everyone get mentally prepared for that, because from very early on, she was out there saying that that remote learning is not the same and that we need to get people back in school. She was, in fact, out there saying that. We will get to the contradiction afterwards.
We want to go back to in school. We need to actually get back to in-person learning. I am a big believer that we have to reopen safely and carefully. If you hear the frustration of my voice,
mm-hmm, I do.
We put out a plan at the end of April. The teachers want it.
76% of teachers say they're in for going to school, because teachers want to teach kids. They want to go back to school.
Yeah.
They know that it's important for kids.
We want schools to reopen. We know in-school learning is better than remote.
We've been trying to get kids back into school throughout the country, and we...
Okay. This is where things like this become infuriating to me, because she was essentially out there holding people for ransom. This is the interesting part. She wants schools to reopen, right? And she's the president of the teachers union. Okay, so she's out there telling people, we want schools to open. So give us $300 billion and make sure that there's brand new ventilation put in every single school, and make sure that everyone is able to keep 6 feet of social distance, and make sure that if there is any type of community spread, that the school can shut down immediately, and make sure that all of these things are in there. We want schools to open.
Extortion.
And yes, thank you, extortion. And so she sets up this impossible standard that people can't follow, and then goes out there and says, hey, I'm the one that wants schools to open. So if you want schools to open, all you got to do is do this. And if you don't do this, then you don't want schools to open. I do. And so now she's able to play all of these things.
Yeah.
It's it's infuriating. I'll tell you what. This is from July. Teachers union considers strike over school reopenings. There's plenty of things like this. Teacher union chief, we have to trust experts, scientists to safely reopen our schools. That's in August of 2020. Reckless, callous, and cruel. Teachers chief denounces Trump plan to reopen schools. That was from The Guardian. And so essentially, like you said, she was trying to extort people on behalf of the teachers. We need to raise all the teachers' pay by X amount of percent. They have budget plans out there that were like $280 billion in additional funding to do all of these COVID revamps to all of the schools, or they couldn't go back to any of the schools. And so, yeah, sure, she wanted them to reopen under her conditions.
Mm-hmm.
It's
impressive.
It is impressive.
It's impressive. You got to hand it to her.
Don't act like you're not impressed. Okay.
And what's weird is it's almost like she set all this up knowing there was going to be backlash later. So she made sure to say, like, we want to open the schools.
Yeah.
So that she could have that clip.
Exactly.
There.
Here's Justin Trudeau talking about vaccines. I think I can skip ahead a little bit in this if I remember correctly.
There may be all sorts of different reasons why someone is hesitant to get vaccinated.
This is recently.
But I make a distinction, and I have always have, between someone choosing for personal reasons to choose not to get vaccinated, and someone deliberately using misinformation to mislead and scare other people with so-called facts that aren't facts at all, that lead them to make a choice that endangers their lives and the lives of other citizens. So as Prime Minister, through the greatest public health crisis that we've faced in 100 years in this country, since the Spanish flu, my responsibility was to keep as many Canadians alive as possible. And all of the scientists and the medical experts and the researchers, not just in Canada, but around the world, understood that vaccination was going to be the way through this. And therefore, while not forcing anyone to get vaccinated, I chose to make sure that all the incentives and all the protections were there to encourage Canadians to get vaccinated. And that's
I didn't force you.
No.
I just wouldn't let you do anything else.
And that's the other thing. Like, he's able to deny some type of accusation that he forced people to get vaccinated. It's just you weren't able to travel. You couldn't even leave the country.
Yeah.
And you couldn't work.
Yeah.
And so...
It's like, imagine... So, think of this as another scenario that makes it even more egregious, in my opinion. Imagine Trudeau kidnapped a woman and kept her locked in his basement. That looks like something he would do. I don't know.
Like that,
allegedly.
Yeah.
I'm not making any claims.
He didn't say he has done it. No, just say that he looks like a guy who would do that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he didn't ever rape her, but he wouldn't let her go outside unless she had sex with him.
Yeah.
But I didn't force her to have sex with me. I would never do such a thing. But no, I wouldn't let her leave the basement unless she went outside. That's the same principle, right? It's like, okay, I didn't force anyone to take a vaccine, but you couldn't be a human being unless you took it. You couldn't travel, couldn't eat in restaurants, couldn't go to the grocery store, couldn't walk down the street, couldn't do anything, couldn't be a human being.
Everyone's heard all the clips. There's a nice thread here of tons of clips of Trudeau talking about the consequences for not getting vaccinated and all the... You know, basically all your rights that you would lose if you didn't get vaccinated.
You're right. They wouldn't allow people to go to funerals. They told you that you were killing your grandma. All kinds of things. And the United States is the same way. It's like, okay, we didn't force people to get vaccinated. However, we severely restricted your rights as a human being.
So that's number two, the great backtracking of some of our COVID leaders. And you know what? Wouldn't you just respect them more if they came out and said, yeah, this is what we did.
Yeah.
We did it to save people's lives, damn it.
100%.
That's why we did this, and it was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not just back up your position? It's
right.
So annoying to me.
And you could also say, like, hey, I was wrong. At the time, I was trying to do the best I could do with the information that I had. Looking back on it, it obviously wasn't the right decision. I don't want to make this mistake in the future. You know, we need to learn from these mistakes. Take some accountability. Like, as human beings, you're allowed to make mistakes. It's when you don't take accountability and want to be better in the future and you just want to be so defensive over your position as if I'm not wrong, you know? Like, take accountability for what happened and then be like, let's not make this mistake again and we can all be decent people. And then that would go over much better. It's like I always bring up the story of this, you know, the CEO of Domino's who came in. And I think when he came in, Domino's stock was at like less than $2 a share. They were failing miserably, about to go bankrupt.
Oh, crap. How's this trade going?
Damn. The first thing that this guy did, I wish I remembered his name.
Oh, sweet.
The first thing he did was he came out and took accountability for how terrible Domino's was.
Yeah.
And he said, our dough is terrible. The ingredients are terrible. Our service is terrible. We're not clean. All of these things. And then what did he do? Took responsibility for it and said, hey, we're going to clean up all these mistakes. He did. Domino's became one of the fastest growing old chains out there. And now I think their stock's up at $400, $500 a share.
That's the difference in incentives. In the free market, the businesses have to do this. They can't say, oh, we didn't do anything wrong. Screw you. Because they've got competition. The governments don't have any competition. Like, I don't have it pulled up over Copperhead. Just said the governments don't have... the governments can't go out of business. And so when you are a government, you cannot admit that you are wrong, because that means I've gone through this a billion times. You can't admit that you're wrong, because that means that you can be wrong, which means that people can question your authority because they know that there's a possibility you could be wrong. Therefore, you can never admit that you were wrong when it comes to something, because that will undermine all of your power. All right. That was only number two. It's 12:14.
Also, you notice that people who tilt towards narcissism take these positions of power.
Of course. Well, they're the ones that make it, because it takes those traits to get to those places. And the people that aren't narcissistic or psychopaths or anything like that,
they don't make it to those places. It's very rare that like a good person makes it to that position, because a bad person did things that bad people would do to get past all of the good people. This is one that's been very viral over the last day or so. Have you seen this video? Connor Boyack posted it out, and it went very viral. Connor is the one who does the Tuttle Twins. He's been on the show before. And he posted this out here. A Colorado 7th grader kicked out of class for Gadsden patch because of slavery origins. Now, there is a video associated with this. Charlie, have you seen this video?
I have not.
Neither have I.
Okay, here we go.
And so let's see what happens.
Thank you. Do they know what the Gadsden flag is? That is a historical flag. So their reason that they do not want the flag, the reason we do not want the flag that way, is due to its origins with the revolution, slavery, and slave trade. That is what was, that's the reasoning behind them do not want the flag. The Gadsden flag. The don't tread on me.
Okay.
Which is the Gadsden flag.
Okay.
Okay. So he what's going to happen if he doesn't take it off? He is able to go. I was actually just telling him, like, I was upset that he's missing so much school. I'm like, so I asked him, can you just take his stuff out of his bag and go back to class? Like, I just want him to go back to class. The bag can't go back. It's got a patch on it, because he can't have that in and around other kids. So that's what I was trying, and then he said you were close. So I was like, no.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with slavery. That's like the Revolutionary War patch that was displayed when they were fighting the British. Like, that wasn't, that's the Revolution. Maybe you're thinking of, like, the Confederate flag.
Okay, I am here to enforce the policy that was provided by the district.
Okay.
And definitely you have every right to not agree with it. I mean,
he says that he's allowed to wear that. If you like go on their website, it like says in big
letters. All I'm saying is that
unless there's like a ban on patches, period, like you said, there's no patches allowed at the school, you cannot display what you think or anything like that, or what cheer or anything like that. I think it's like one-sided, you know, because you allow some patches but not other patches.
Okay. So we get the idea.
Looks
right?
Like mom set up a recording.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Very nice.
Very good, mom. Good job. So they say that they can't allow it because of its origins with slavery and the slave trade, which it doesn't have any origins. Now, Gadsden, the guy who...
I mean, it is an antebellum flag prior to the Civil War.
So is the American flag.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's next.
You can see it in the video.
That's next.
Now, it wasn't the Betsy Ross flag hanging up there or anything, but I'm pretty sure that flag... Of course, he didn't have all the 50 states at that time, so maybe it's a little bit different than it was at that time. But America was started when there was slavery, so I'm surprised they're allowing the American flag to be hung in that room. It's absolutely ridiculous, and the funnier thing is that the person who said it, like, oh, because of its origins with slavery and the slave trade, like, she has no idea what she's talking about. Now, Gadsden, I believe, did have slaves, but once again, there's an American flag back there, and we're in America, and in fact, basically every country that you go to, you'll be able to say the same thing. Like the, what's the flag in Britain, like the Union Jack or whatever they call it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to be able to say this about everything. You can't just pick and choose which ones you're not going to allow. She's right, the actual origins, when this was being used, they did carry it during the Revolutionary War. You know, you see people carrying flags out there. Old Betsy had her flag, and old Gadsden's flag was out there as well.
Those racists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read it. They did let him back in after all the backlash, and in fact, let me also show you, I think Connor posted out another video, or it was a screenshot. The next day he went to school wearing like a Revolutionary War hat.
Nice.
But yeah,
this reminds me of a patriot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, da, 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 da. That's cool. Anyway,
totally ridiculous. And what a lot of people are pointing out online is that, well, they allow Black Lives Matter patch. If someone had a patch like that, they allow a the rainbow flag patch or whatever. So maybe we just shouldn't allow any of them out there. Or maybe we should just allow whatever. Or can they set rules on what they want to allow and not allow?
Can you have
they can set rules on what they want.
Can you have a hammer and sickle patch?
You probably could. You
probably could.
No one would say anything about it. But if you wore a Nazi flag now, that'd be different. Because they want people with super high death tolls. They don't want those little BS death tolls, you know.
Right.
They want as many people dead as possible, apparently. So anyway, totally ridiculous. I don't remember what dumb bleep number this was. Dumb bleep number 5. I happen to be a big fan of the Don't Tread on Me flag.
Your license plate.
my plate.
Is literally the Don't Tread on Me.
Thank you, Tennessee, for having a really cool yellow license plate.
I guess, can you pull into a school parking lot?
Not that one. I don't know. I guess I'm allowed to go anywhere in Tennessee.
But not in Colorado.
Well, we got a Gadsden flag right there behind Charlie. You can see it. There's even another one right over there.
Surrounded by racism.
Just racism everywhere.
Tom says he has one on his chicken coop.
How about that? Yeah. On the chicken coop.
Chickens won freedom. Better open up that coop, Tom.
Sad. Sad for those chickens.
Yeah.
Let's see. We already talked about all this. This was the article.
Speaking of chickens, I had a friend send me a meme that circled the package of a chicken that says these chickens were raised in a stress-free environment.
Yeah.
And I said, if somebody told me that a cage was stress-free, I'd climb in. I'd climb in that cage.
I'd buy the nice eggs out there. Yeah, we buy the expensive ones. Have you seen pictures and stuff of where the cheap eggs come from?
Have you seen the pictures of where the expensive ones come from?
I have not, but I assume it's better. No, they're free-range eggs.
Oh.
Free-range
eggs. Are they really free?
I haven't.
Or do they let them out of their cage for 10 minutes?
They would never be allowed to put that on the packaging if that weren't the case.
Sure.
The government has got my back on this.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.